Derby Day, 1992. Live from Churchill Downs, the 84 WHAS Derby team is assembled to bring you the fun and excitement, the spectacle and drama of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, every day, Derby Day, the first Saturday in May, we say the eyes of the world are on Louisville, Kentucky. And you know, the truth of the matter is, this year they are. We have representatives from Japan and from England and France. We're going to be beamed live back to what used to be the Soviet Union, now is Russia. Doug, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Wayne. Hear this noise in the background? Those are air conditioner fans blowing. Listen, let me tell you, buddy, I found the cool place already. I'm hanging out where it's air conditioned here at the town.
In the infields already, I think the Frisbees are flying, and so are Terry Miners and Beth Merrill.
Well, good morning, Wayne. Terry and I are out in the infield. Terry has already been raiding some people's coolers out here. And I don't know how to keep him out of it.
Well, I had one of those nasty press box hot dogs this morning. I couldn't help myself. It was free. You know how I am, Beth. And a guy came through with angel food cake, and I had to let it soak some of that mess up out of my stomach again.
Is that what you were doing?
What's your name, sir?
Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith, you're sitting up here on the wall like a pigeon.
I feel like a buzzard, actually.
Ready to hone in on these babes that are walking through, right?
No, I'm not actually doing that. I'm looking for some friends of mine from out of town here.
Yeah, I see you drooling all over yourself.
Another thing, I ran into Neil Drysdale. He came back into the press box after he had that press conference this morning. I'd gone by his barn earlier this morning, and as I went by, just in passing, I was going to talk to someone else. I said, hey, good luck, Neil. And he gave me an odd look. But I didn't really perceive that something was wrong. I just thought it was Derby morning jitters. And I also, as you talked about, he's been so great, so wonderful, and so gracious, and had such a bad reputation coming in. I thanked him for everything this week because he really has been terrific. And he said, yes, and look what it got me. He said, I'm never talking to you people again.
There's an eighth of a mile to go, and it is still Pavel's connection who has the lead. They're going to have to catch her, and it doesn't look like they'll do it. It's M. Lee in second. From the outside, Flattery is third, but it's all Tavos connection coming to an easy win for Gary Stevens. Takes it by about five lengths.
I'm here in Millionaire's Row in a wonderful place, and Jim Belushi, American actor and comic, is here. You look like you came to play, as they say.
Well, you know, can't come just to mess around, you know. It's the weather's nice, the people are nice, but we're here for horse racing.
There's a feeling or it's a magic that sort of captures, I think, people leading up to the Kentucky Derby.
They do. And people who care nothing about horse racing. But one day a year. As a matter of fact, I thought one of the, I can't recall his name, Bob Wessler, who used to be with CBS when they had the Derby, said there were only two sporting events each year where people opened up their homes, invited guests to come in, threw a party, and sat down and watched a sporting event. And he said that was the Super Bowl and the Kentucky Derby.
There's a 16th to go, and it is holding on to the lead. Big Raven coming quickly on the outside. Here comes Tempered Halo with that big late run. Tempered Halo coming on, and Tempered Halo got it by a head over Bonus Award right at the finish.
What's the deal with this weenie woman business, Beth? Have you investigated?
I don't know, but maybe I could borrow that and wear it around.
What does that mean exactly, ma'am?
I'm in charge of the weenie. And the hot bun.
Wayne, I'm at the Innuendo Palace. It's right over here in the home stretch of the infield.
And Terry's been around too many hot dogs already today.
I think he are one.
So we have Melani, Gretchen, and Darlene, the Aha girls. And you girls are having a good time out here, aren't you?
Aha.
Everywhere you go, I suppose you got people coming up and doing things like,
We're changing the nation. It's not the real thing. It's the right one, baby.
But what do you like best about the Derby?
I think, Wayne, it's just the way the whole city gets into the thing. It really, and I don't know about you, but the day after the Derby, I always have withdrawal. I mean, I'm thinking, what am I going to do now? I mean, the only thing I can think of is play golf with Paul Rogers, and that's not nearly as big a thrill as the Kentucky Derby.
Although sometimes more lucrative.
We're partners, though, Wayne. I can't knock my partner.
You better go easy on me if you want to keep being my partner.
I'm here with Gary and Marianne Collins. How's the home show going?
Home show is doing great. We did one from Lexington on Thursday and one from Louisville on Friday.
And it was really wonderful. And the special thing about doing the home show from here in Kentucky for 2 days was that we go back to California. And, of course, people in California see this on TV, but I said, you have to be here. You have to experience this. So I think we had a chance for 2 days to show the rest of the world the Kentucky that we have fallen in love with.
It seems rather incongruous, don't you think? I mean, the 118th run for the Roses, and there's a bunch of guys playing steel drums. They're with the U.S. Navy. Ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars at work.
Well, Bunch down the stretch. Coming on the outside now is the Having Dancer with Wilma. Those two are now moving by together with Radiant Ring in third. Wilma and the Having Dancer together. Wilma sticks a neck in front. We come to the wire, and Wilma wins it, I believe, by a nose over the Having Dancer.
Mark Harmon. My dad, being a sports broadcaster, he always told me that two of the greatest events he had ever covered were the Kentucky Derby and Indy 500.
John has a Greyhound bus, and he's lost it. He has no idea where this thing is. You brought a whole bunch of people down from Canada, didn't you?
Brought them from Windsor, Ontario.
Have you made any decisions about the Run for the Roses at all? Are you going to bet, or what?
I'm here to work, not spend my money.
There you have it, Wayne, a man who's standing in long pants, long sleeve shirt, a tie, mug lumps. I mean, he's from Canada. He's got earmuffs on. It's really a very sad sight considering it's about 82 degrees here in the first turn. And, well, have mercy on the poor man.
Come to the Derby often. You're a Louisville native. I thought we talked to somebody who's a native. We've been talking to people from Germany and scattered around the country.
We're not a native. I'm from the Northeast. My husband's from Lake Ozark, Missouri. But we've lived here for 9 years, and this is our ninth Derby.
Hello, guys. Where are you?
Hey, Wayne. Well, we're down here in the boxes and the stands, and I've run into some gentlemen from Fort Worth, Texas, and they're down here for the Derby, or up here, I guess I should say. And with me is Nick. Now, why have you come to the Derby? What draws you here besides, of course, getting an invitation?
Getting an invitation, but the Derby is probably one of the greatest parties in the year. We've had a lot of fun here, and we're looking forward to the rest of the day.
Let's go to the Gardens and Belinda Stark.
Wayne, I don't know about you, but I haven't cashed a winning ticket yet today. Of course, I haven't made any bets.
Well,
today,
that makes two of us. Okay, which was the last time you picked the Derby?
Last year.
Good.
But I might add, there was a long dry spell.
Never mind
until
that part.
Last year.
Never mind that part. You're on a roll. Billy, are you pretty good at picking the Kentucky Derby?
I think we all picked Strike the Gold up here.
Paul Kaywood and I all three picked Strike the Gold. I felt a little nervous. No, both those two guys picked him, but he was game enough to carry all of us.
I was last to pick, and I damn near changed my mind.
Well, Bunch down the stretch. It is Run on the Bank with a close lead. Take Me out wide in the track, challenging him. It is Ocala Flame in between horses. Closing on the outside is Cantrell Road. Take Me out with the lead with a 16th of a mile to go. Here comes Pleasant Tap coming after him. Cantrell Road with Pleasant Tap coming on dead even at the wire. I can't call that one.
I'm here in Millionaire's Row with the Grand Marshal of the Pegasus Parade, the star of 911, and a man of many activities, William Shatner. I say that you have a sunny glow on your face. You're an outdoors man now?
Been outdoors for 2 days. On Thursday at the Pegasus Parade, I was outside for hours waving at people on top of a horse.
You told me you and your dad came down 2 years ago for the Kentucky Derby from Antarctica.
St. Louis, actually, but it got cold down here. I'll tell you what, we decided the year after not to come at all. It was just too unpredictable, the weather's.
So what made you decide to come back this year?
I said we can bring more clothes.
Well, there are only two stars at the Kentucky Derby, and that's Arazi and there's Hammer. And Hammer is with me. Hammer, you're resplendent in that red suit. How do you stand it? Now, we've got 5,000 people around us, and you've got one of the most successful careers show business has ever seen. How do you cope with it?
Well, you know, you have to keep your feet on solid ground, and I just try to remember where you come from in order to remain level-headed and everything, and that's what I do. You know, I give thanks to God for everything that he's blessed me with, and I just try to, you know, keep everything in its proper perspective. I'm out here to have a good time, and out here to also, you know, think about everything else that's going on, not only here, but around the country. I'm out here, you know, in a multifaceted purpose, but I'm also enjoying myself today.
Who are you going to pick in this Kentucky Derby? 1, 2, 3.
I'm still going with Arazi. He is
all
quite
right.
An athlete.
I'm going to stay with Pine Bluff.
All right, Pine Bluff.
I'm picking the long shot, Conte di Savoia.
I'll go with Pine Bluff. That's who my money's on, but I want you to know I think a lot of Arazi.
Okay.
We'll be watching, and so will the whole world. They're off in the Kentucky Derby. It's Arazi on the outside with Casual Lies and Dance Floor. Lil E.T. down along the rail is Pine Bluff. Arazi beginning to drop back as they continue down the stretch. And it's Lil E.T. on the outside with Casual Eyes. Dance Floor drops back third. Lil E.T. gets the lead with Casual Eyes in second. Dance Floor is third. Pat Day looking for his first win in the Kentucky Derby on Lil E.T. with Casual Eyes second. We come to the wire and Pat Day finally wins his Derby. He gets it on Lil E.T. with Casual Eyes, a long shot second.
Wouldn't you know that after so many years of talking about Pat Day and how he had won everything but could not win the Kentucky Derby, this year, when he has a story that is very much pushed to the background, Pat Day wins his Derby.